This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. I know at the end of hour number two, I said we were going to be doing something completely different. And, of course, he didn't answer the phone. We'll adjourn with him on Friday. But we're back live now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And as is our want on Wednesday, because this is a... Everything's been odd about this Wednesday till we get to this point now, because normally on this this time of the day, on Wednesday, we are doing what we're about to do right now, and that is speaking with activist, writer, and instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be here, Bill.
Well, everything's working this time. Dean is an old hand at being a radio guest, so when I call him, I know things are good. Are you going? Did you get the invitation to the Ammoland breakfast?
Yes, I did. In fact, I just sent back my acceptance.
All right, me too. There's no breakfast like an Ammoland breakfast. Let me tell you, in Las Vegas,
yeah,
they serve.
Yeah, they're always fun.
Yeah, that's a fun time, even though it's early on the West Coast time.
Well,
but that, for you, you don't care. I mean, that's normal for you. I'm coming out of the
East.
That's
right.
You're just sitting there going, ah, yes, early in the morning. I love the nice, bright, brisk air. All right, let's talk about a few things you've been talking about. Let's start off with the people who wish there were no guns ever, that we could just make guns go away.
That's one of my favorite articles in the last month, and as I started looking at some papers that the Geneva-based Small Arms Survey has published. And they tend toward disarmament. Their mission statement is to reduce the number of illicit arms in the world. So they tend toward wanting to disarm people. They are accepted generally by most of the left as an authoritative source. But here's the kicker. They try to do factual research. And it's not easy. These numbers are not easy to come by.
Right.
But they actually try to get the best numbers they can. And people on the left will generally accept them. And so I looked at their numbers. They do a report on how many firearms are owned in the world. Well, small arms, and the definition is a little different than just firearms. And then they look at how many are privately owned in all the countries of the world that they can get data for. And so you have that, and then they published a report on homemade, improvised, and craft-made guns. And I read these things, and I mean, that's what I do. You know, I look at these things in depth, and it struck me how many privately owned guns are out there that are illegal, that aren't registered, were never registered, or were made, you know, off the books and are out there. And it especially struck me that the country with the most privately owned guns outside of the United States, which has the most, at around 400 million, my estimate is 430 million at the end of this year,
okay,
is India. And India has about 70-plus million guns and only about 10 million are registered. And they cite a source in Small Arms Survey from India,
right,
where they estimated that 2.5 million illegal guns are made every year. And of those, only about, well, they had another source for 2014, which said something about, I think it was about 50,000 were confiscated in 2014. So the number of illicit guns, and remember, they've had extreme gun control in India since 1857 when they had the mutiny slash revolt there. That's when the British imposed gun control on India.
Right.
It's right after that revolt. Mutiny in 1857. So it's been 160 years in India of extreme gun control, and they have many more private guns there now than they had before. It's just that 6 out of 7 of them are illegal.
Now, if they know that, how come, if they've got all this gun control, how come they're not getting them off the street?
Well, there's all kinds of reasons. First off, people who have an illegal gun usually have it for a reason.
Right.
There's a lot of crime in India, and the police force is not known for being particularly reliable and uncorrupt. Then, you know, the people keep them hidden. They only get them out when necessary, when they think nobody's around, or when, you know, out of an emergency.
Right.
And they don't, they have a societal belief that you don't just turn in your neighbors to the police. So, you know, it's kind of like the war on drugs here.
Right.
Or any kind of underground black market. If you have large numbers of the population that don't trust the police and have a desire for an illicit commodity, you're going to have a lot of it. And unlike drugs, they're not used up. Somebody has, they call them desiccata, it's over there, which is country-made, for country-made pistols.
Right.
You have one, well, you don't fire it much because you don't have very many emergencies. They probably last for 100 years.
Do they have to get the ammunition on the black market as well?
Yes, and they make their own, too. I've seen examples of the homemade ammunition. They will, for example, get rifle ammunition on the black market. Well, they make pistols, homemade, craft-made pistols, that'll work with this rifle ammunition. Rifle ammunition will fit in it, I should say. But for a pistol, it's pretty hard, without good heat treating, to make a pistol that'll withstand the pressures from, say, a .303 British. So what they do, they pull the bullets, empty out 3/4 of the powder, which gives them some gunpowder to be used somewhere else, and shoot a redosed load in it.
They
also, of course, can make their own gunpowder. India, in particular, has a craft industry where they wanted to encourage people in villages to produce stuff and, you know, become productive in an industrial way. And they didn't want big industry. So matches are something everybody needs. So they encouraged all these little tiny manufacturers of matches all over the country. Thousands of them.
Right, right.
And they have to have the chemicals to make the match heads with. Well, the primary chemical you make match heads out of just happens to be the same thing you use in gun primers. And of course, black powder, it just takes potassium nitrate and sulfur and charcoal.
So, let me get you a hold at the charcoal part because we're coming up on the break. That is fascinating. They find a way, just like they say in Jurassic Park, nature just finds a way.
That's right.
There you go.
Demand, there's a way.
Yeah. Dean writes, and you can find his stuff at both Ammoland.com and TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Well over 2,500 articles altogether. Go check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at Burnout. FacumMugs.com.
Indeed. Perfect cup of coffee for however long it takes you to drink it. However long it takes you to drink it. Check them out, BurnoutMugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were talking about this article that he wrote about how they wished, a lot of people wished guns would just go away. I wish, wouldn't things be so much better if there were no guns? Now, we didn't get to the part, Dean, about what the findings were regarding, you know, the number of firearms versus law. How much law actually restricts firearms?
This is really interesting because, as I said, in India, they've had strict gun control for 160 years.
Right.
And they have, you know, the second highest number of firearms. Now, they've got a big population, so it's not the highest number per person. But they've got 70-plus million firearms in India. Most of them, the vast majority, illegal. And so what we're seeing is the law really doesn't make any difference on how many illegal firearms you have. You can reduce maybe the number of legal firearms because you do that by definition, but you don't reduce the total number of firearms or the number of illegal firearms all that much. Now, what really struck me was they had their number for China. Now, China's got a big population. I think it's smaller than India in population, right, but still has a big population. In China, they said they had 50 million privately owned firearms.
Wow.
But around 600,000 of those are legal. So only about 1.5% are legal. The vast majority, 98% plus, are illegal at nearly 50 million. And they talked about, as an example, they said it, and I'm probably going to mangle the pronunciation, okay? In the Songtao Miao Autonomous County in Guizhou province, they make black market semi-automatic pistols for about $45 each. But in the coastal cities, they sell those pistols for $1,500 on the black market.
For a legal gun in China, you said there's 600,000 legal guns in China. Is it like it is, say, in the UK where the majority of legal guns in the UK are dealt side-by-side, double-barreled shotguns?
That number, and they don't have, they didn't list what kind of guns were illegal and legal in China. As I've looked at articles that get published on the internet here and there,
right,
there's just a huge range of illegal guns in China, from crude muzzle loaders to crude breech loaders that use stud driving ammunition as the propellant, to revolvers, to semi-automatic pistols, to illegal submachine guns, to stolen AK-47s, to black market cannons that different villagers get in war with each other with. I mean, it's this whole panoply of illegal stuff. And to
right,
get those details is probably quite a bit harder than trying to figure out what the raw number is. I was amazed that Small Arms Survey could get that number
right
from China, which isn't known for publishing all its statistical information to the world. But the fact that in China, which is essentially a totalitarian society, well, it used to be more so, that you have about the same number, almost the same number of illegal guns in China per 100 people as you do in Brazil is amazing. And Brazil has illegal homicides, and it's one of the highest in the world. It's
right,
like around 31 homicides per 100,000 people, illegal homicides. And China reportedly has illegal homicides of about 0.7 per 100,000. Well, that's a huge range, and they both have about the same number of illegal guns. So where did the gun control make this huge difference? It didn't. The gun control is just irrelevant for how many homicides you have, because there's lots of ways to kill people, and
right,
homicides really depend on cultural values, on police work, on politics. I mean, there's so much that goes into what makes up homicides. Illegal guns is just a factor that is just chump change. It's a rounding error. It doesn't fit in.
Right. Does a lot of that have to do with, like in Japan, they don't have a lot of murder either, but they have a very homogenous population.
I suspect that's true. I suspect that makes a big difference. If you find countries that are governed well, and I don't know, maybe you could say China was governed well, I don't know, but the countries that are governed well don't have very high homicide rates.
Right.
And you do have where you have a lot of, where you have, the more you have more conflict, you're going to have higher homicide rates. But there's a couple of countries that have been, had a lot of mixture and have had very low homicide rates. They're not common, but I'd say Switzerland and the U.S. U.S. has had pretty low homicide rates in a lot of areas. And if you track homicide rates, they tend to be what we call conserved inside cultures, where you have a uniform culture. Over the years, the homicide rate tends to be pretty consistent in that culture. And the Japanese, they are very uniform, and they have a culture where for centuries it was literally legal and a mandate that if someone outside the samurai class did anything unusual, they could be killed.
Right.
They could be just executed. And, there wasn't any legal redress for it. So, Japan is a significantly different culture, and they're very highly, highly technologically advanced now, and they're a prosperous country, and all those things probably help. But you get countries that don't have high income, that are very low incomes, and have very low murder rates as well.
Right. We're coming into the next break.
Economics doesn't have much to do with it.
No. Coming into the next break, talking with Dean Weingarten, we're going to move on after. I wanted you to get that the other part about how it doesn't matter as far as crime and everything out there. So that's when we come back. You can find his stuff at truthaboutguns.com and ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News. The partial government shutdown continues, and President Trump took to Twitter saying that he campaigned on border security, and he said you can't have that without a strong and powerful wall. Indiana Republican Congressman Todd Rokita tells Fox News he believes the Democrats are playing politics with the president and border security.
The idea that a Democrat who loves to spend money every chance he gets now has a problem means this is just about politics.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is forming an exploratory committee to run for the White House in 2020. Warren joins what may be a very crowded field on the Democratic side of things, and she says the more the merrier.
We have a strong and growing group of Democrats who are making these arguments, who are fighting these fights. That's how we build a movement. We do it together.
Warren was speaking there outside her $2 million home in Massachusetts, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out at BurnoutMugs.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean, have you ever... I've been invited to New York City a lot. I want to go just so I can go to B&H Photo. And there's some people listening to the show that I want to meet there, too. But I've never gone because I have to go up there unarmed. But now I can go to New York armed.
Yes, if you've got nunchucks. But don't carry a knife.
Well, is a knife not covered? How is it that you look at nunchucks and say, well, these are covered by the Second Amendment? Knife? Nope. What about guns? Well, are guns covered by the Second Amendment?
Just tremendous question. And there's currently a lawsuit against New York City for selective knife enforcement. Knife Rights is sponsoring it, and it should be a slam dunk, but it was originally pushed as the law was vague because you couldn't tell whether, you know, if you picked up a particular knife in a store, you couldn't tell whether it would be what they call an illegal gravity knife or not, because an ordinary person can't tell.
Right.
Because the standard in New York City is of a policeman who's trained real hard on how to get a knife to flick open by pushing on the blade, say, while holding on the handle and flicking his hand just so, after a number of tries, if he can get that blade to open with one hand, it's considered a gravity knife. And that's a crime, and you can get jail time and fines, and the attorney, previous one of the prosecutors in New York City, gosh, I should have his name in front of me, they prosecuted thousands and thousands of cases, mostly minorities, and essentially it's a shakedown racket. And anyway, so now the question is whether they could do the same thing with nunchucks now that they have this ruling. Well, you know, there's so many laws in New York that probably are going to find something to arrest you on if you go around with nunchucks in your pocket. It would be disturbing the peace. It would be right. Carrying a concealed weapon because only the top third, two-thirds of them is visible. You know, there's some way they're going to find to go after you, very likely. But right. This is the start of the process where we roll back decades of infringements on the Second Amendment. And the judge's ruling in that case, her name is Chen, which I thought was kind of cool, is brilliant. I read the whole thing. It's only like 35 pages or so. And it's absolutely brilliant. She lays out with precedent from the extant rulings in Heller and McDonald and Catano all of the reasons why New York can't just flat out ban a whole class of weapons when it has no evidence whatsoever that these things are predominantly used in crime. And that's what we had. It followed, the ban on nunchucks follows a formula the left has used for over 100 years in the U.S.
Right.
And what it is you demonize the weapon to be banned in the media. With it only takes a few reporters writing stories, and maybe even just one, as I remember in the case of the switchblade ban, there was one guy who was pushing this. He started writing stories, and then some other people started writing stories. And then a legislator in New York picked it up as a way to back his name, you know, get his name in the press, I would say. And then you push for a ban in the legislature based on these anecdotes, no real data, just a few anecdotes. And then you get some testimony by some friendly police officer say, oh, yeah, we got to ban this. And you ignore the right to keep and bear arms. There's no real organized opposition, because how many people are going to bat for switchblades or slungshot or gravity knife or a staff or nunchucks or a stun gun? So the opposition is weak. Media support is strong. The media supports the ban as common sense. Then the legislature throws in a few exceptions for law enforcement. And the bill passes. The media grants accolades. Everybody did a wonderful job. And then it's on the books for decades as tens and hundreds and thousands of innocent people are victimized. And that's the formula. And that's the way it has worked. That's what happened in this ban on nunchucks in New York. The reason for the ban was kung fu movies.
Yeah,
it's insane.
It happened absolutely 1 year. I think it happened 1 year after Bruce Lee passed away.
Yeah, it was 1976
Four?
Or 74,
Four?
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and this lawyer, he must have been not too long out of law school at the time, James Maloney, is an amateur martial artist, and he was arrested for having nunchucks in his home. That's what he had created a style of martial art that he wanted to teach to his sons, and he was outraged. I don't think he got convicted. I think they just arrested him, said, you know, you can't do this, put the fear of God in, confiscated his nunchucks. Anyway, he was just totally outraged by this, and he filed a lawsuit. It was about 3 years later. He was arrested in 2000, and he filed the lawsuit in 2003.
Right.
But maybe he was in law school at the time. I'm not sure. But anyway, he filed this lawsuit, and he's been pursuing this lawsuit for 15 years. And in the process, the Heller decision was passed where the Supreme Court said, yeah, the Second Amendment really is a right. And then the McDonald decision was passed that said, yes, it applies to the state. And what happened is that the trial judge in his case said, nah, this isn't worthwhile. It's a junk lawsuit. We're throwing it out. So he appealed it to the Second Circuit. And the Second Circuit said, nah, this is a junk lawsuit. We're throwing it out. But about the time that the Second Circuit threw it out, the Supreme Court came up with the McDonald decision. And he said, appealed it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, we're taking this. And then they sent it back down to the Second Circuit, saying, you got to relook at this. And the Second Circuit said, oh, no, it's not our fault. We're sending it back down to the District Court. And then the District Court switched judges, because it's been like 10 years by this point. And then they're saying, okay, redo it. So 3 years or four, I think it was 4 years after it got back down to the District Court level, they eventually have a bench trial, and he wins, and that's the decision we got just a few days ago. But now it can be appealed again.
Yeah.
And by the state of New York. And we just have a new attorney general who's a radical leftist in the state of the North and hates guns and hates the NRA. So will she appeal it? Well, we don't know. We'll have to wait and see. She's got 30 days.
Coming up on the next break. This is why Dean comes on the show. This is the stuff, the width that he covers in the topic is what blows me away. And we got one more for you. You can find his stuff at both Ammoland.com and TruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Perfect cup of coffee for however long it takes you to drink it. Burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. When I think of gun storage, Dean, that when I'm not at SHOT Show or something like that, I enjoy carrying guns so much that I just hang the one. I've got one in like a holster, and everything else is hanging around my neck.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if certain safe storage states would consider this to be safe storage, although I know where they are. I have complete and total control over them, and I'm guarding them, too. But you wrote an article the other day about Massachusetts, which has a very strict safe storage law. Tell us about what happened and what transpired with this.
Well, Massachusetts is the only state in the union that makes it illegal for a whole state for you to have a gun in your home that isn't locked up. Everything has to be locked up unless you're actually using the gun. They say unless it's actually under your control. Now, that's a kind of a wishy-washy phrase, and exactly what it means hasn't been beaten about too much in the Massachusetts courts. So it's possible that if you're in your house and you've got a shotgun stuck in the corner of a closet, that it might be considered under your control. But it might not, and you might go to jail.
Right.
What happened is that you had a young man, about 25, and his girlfriend, and they had they were fostering, which I guess they probably would say rescued, a pit bull. Well, it didn't work out well. The pit bull decided that he didn't want to be pushed off the bed by the young man. And he grabbed the guy's arm and started mauling him. And he had the young man, 25, had a legal Massachusetts permit and was able to grab a 9mm pistol and shoot the pit bull and kill it and stop the mangling. He went to hospital and was, you know, had to be there for a while.
Right.
And what happened? The police came. They took away the dead dog and all his guns and ammunition for safekeeping.
Ah.
Now, I don't know if he's got them back or not. I don't know if he's going to be charged with improper storage of a firearm. But this is something that in the original Heller case was about a D.C. law that said you had to have your firearms unloaded and locked up or disassembled.
Right.
And that's where the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. That violates the Second Amendment. There hasn't been a gun storage case that's gotten to the Supreme Court since Heller, which was 2008. So it's 10 years.
McDonald's.
In the meantime, you have San Francisco and a number of other cities in California that have passed gun storage laws that are pretty draconian. They're very similar to Massachusetts, except they say the gun has to be unloaded. In the Massachusetts law, I didn't see anything where it said the gun had to be unloaded. Just said it had to be locked up or it had to have a trigger lock on it, which they considered the same thing.
Right.
But in the San Francisco law and some other cities in California, it has to be unloaded and locked up when, or unless you're actually using it or it's on your person. Well, that's a standard that I think is not viable at the Supreme Court, because are you supposed to wear that gun to bed with you when you go to bed at night? So
take
if you
a shower
have to
with
defend
it.
Yourself in the middle of the night if somebody's breaking into your house, are you supposed to, you know, take the time to get the gun outside of a safe and then load it before you can take any action?
Right.
I think that would not stand up to Supreme Court scrutiny, but the Supreme Court hasn't been willing to take a case yet.
Right.
And we just don't know. You know, the Supreme Court takes very few cases in a year. I mean, they have a pretty heavy workload. They take about 80 cases, roughly. But they get, there's about 8,000 cases that apply. So they only take about 1% of the people that want to be heard at the Supreme Court. So, you know, there's some reasons why they haven't taken Supreme Court cases. Some of them are halfway legitimate, and some of them are not legitimate. A lot of the justices just don't want to take a case. And I think part of it, before Gorsuch and Kavanaugh were appointed, was people at the Supreme Court on both sides couldn't really predict which way it might go. Because you had both sides, until Scalia died anyway, had about four semi-reliable votes, and then you had Kennedy who'd swing either way.
Right.
Well, now that we've got Gorsuch and Kavanaugh in there, we might see them actually take a case regarding the Second Amendment. Now, they did take one, I have to admit, that people have mostly overlooked, and that's the Catano case, and it was heavily relied on in this decision in New York that we talked about, which was a fantastic decision. The Ameland article goes over all the wonderfully rational things she developed in that decision. So if you want to read it, go there. But anyway, she relied on Catano, and Catano was a stun gun case, also in Massachusetts, I think, and they had banned stun guns, and this woman used one to defend herself outside the home, and they struck down the Massachusetts ban on stun guns and said any bearable arm is protected by the Second Amendment. So, you know, that was a pretty good, and it was unanimous, by the way. That wasn't a 5-4 split. Catano was a unanimous decision. And that's what was relied on in New York, and that's why I think that if we can get a case to the Supreme Court, there's a good chance that they'll give us a reasonable decision. It's really sad when something appears to us to be so absolutely black and white.
Right.
But we can't rely on the courts to deliver a rational decision.
That is bad.
Well, rational by our standards. If you go by the standards of progressives who think it's perfectly all right to lie and to obfuscate to get the result they want, and they consider that moral because the end justifies the means,
right,
then they're being rational, too. We don't want anybody to have guns. If we have to lie to do it, if we have to break our oaths of office, it doesn't matter. There's no God out there who can, punish us.
Makes
I'm saying
sense.
That from a progressive viewpoint.
Of course, yeah. That's always their thing. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I do. We're getting ready to, we're coming up on the end of the show. One thing that I wanted to get to that we didn't get a chance to get to that I guess we'll reconvene this in 2019 was these recent figures that came out of CDC that are different from the Uniform Crime Report figures. Where,
yeah, that's fascinating, and I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah,
it's hard to dig into those weeds and see why they're saying that there's over 3,000 more homicides than the FBI is saying. That's a big difference in the U.S.
That's a gigantic difference. Yeah, that's three or four states worth of difference. So we will reconvene and talk about that. Thank you for coming on the show tonight, as always. And very shortly, we'll do two or three more of these prior to SHOT Show. And then Dean and I will be hanging out at breakfast at the Lux Cafe or something. I'm not really sure where it is, but
yeah,
we'll be hanging out there.
Great.
It will be
Thank
great.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.